The heat of inspiration. There is no point placing a pot on the stove unless the stove is switched on. Without heat, your food won't cook by itself. Sitting down, focusing and going through the motions of our meditation practice is like preparing a meal and placing the pot on the stove. For our meditation to become a delicious cooked meal, we also need the heat of inspiration. Sri Chinmoy writes, "It is better to meditate well once a day in the morning and to leave it for the rest of the day than to sit 5 or 6 times a day with your eyes closed and to just have pleasant thoughts drifting through your head. Some people meditate 3 times, 4 times, 6 times a day. But I wish to say the number is of no consequence. If you feel really inspired, meditate 20 times. But if you don't feel any inspiration, then you are wasting your precious time and just deceiving yourself. Each time you meditate, you have to offer your heart's breath and your soul's light that you are bringing to the fore. Only then is it worth meditating. Otherwise, you are just insulting your soul's possibilities." End quote. But what if inspiration is lacking? Like our stove, inspiration has to be switched on. Speak with a spiritual friend who has implicit faith in you. They will inspire you. Vividly recall your own best meditation and other spiritual experiences. Your own memories will inspire you. Take time to read the writings of spiritual masters. Their words of truth, beauty, power, and joy will sound the bell of inspiration to reverberate within your heart. Sing spiritual songs. The bird of inspiration will fly in your heart sky. Now your stove is switched on, you're ready to cook and enjoy a delicious meditation meal.